Parshas Truma, it says, Vayichu li Truma, you're taking from me a portion, and Rashi adds the words li, lishmi, you're taking from me, it's for my name. What is Rashi adding by saying li, lishmi? Obviously, if you contribute to the Mishkan, you are dedicating yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing so. And the Chavos Yoar explains a beautiful ramification with the idea of giving tzedakah overall, reciting the Shelo HaKadosh, that one of the reasons you give tzedakah to an ani, even a small amount like a pruta, even a penny, you become a shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Shem Havaya of Yud and then a Hey, and then a Vav and then a Hey, is connected with giving tzedakah. And the way he explains it is as follows. The pruta or the penny, the coin, even the smallest amount of a coin, is a Yud. That's the smallest letter of the alphabet. Then it's followed by a Hey, which is the fifth letter of the alphabet, which the fifth letter is signifies the five fingers that's holding that penny that you're giving to the poor person. So that's the first Hey of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is your hand that has five fingers that's holding onto the coin, ready to give it to the Ani. Then the Ani stretches out his hand. There's two ways to look at the Vav. You could say a Vav, which is the sixth letter of the alphabet. It's long. It's like a vertical line. You could use it as the one who is giving, stretching out his hand to give, or the poor person stretching out his hand to receive. That is the Vav of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then finally, when the poor person stretches out his palm with the five fingers to accept the coin, that's the last Hey. So when you're giving tzedakah, you're actually embracing the name of the Hashem. Yud is the coin. Hey, first Hey is the hand of the giver. That's the five fingers that's giving the coin. Vav is the outstretched hand. And the Hey, the last Hey, is the Ani receiving that coin. So you see that it's important, the Chavos Yoar brings this down, not to ignore a poor person. Because what happens is if you wait for the poor person to beg first, and he stretches out his hand first, so you have the Vav, and then his hand, which is the Hey, the last Vav and Hey, comes before your giving, which is the Yud and the Kei of the one that's giving, which is the first two. This causes Hashem's name to be spelled out of sequence. And that's the meaning of the Pnimius of the Pasuk, that it says, Ki tzadik Hashem tzedakah is ohev, that Hashem is a righteous, and he loves righteous deeds. Yashar yechazu panemai, and the upright will hold his face, which means that by giving tzedakah, his name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is in order. It'll be held straight. And that's what Rashi means here when he says, Lishmi, for my name. Because when you're giving tzedakah, you're actually representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Yud Kei Vav Kei in its proper sequence, like we just described. So which means that when one gives tzedakah, he should do his best to try to give to the Ani even before the Ani stretches out his hand. There's an interesting story that after Shacharis, the Rav Meir from Primishlan, he was one of the early Hasidic masters, and he was sitting in his room receiving people, and a poor almana came in and asked him to see right away, and there was an argument. She demanded to go ahead of the line. The Gabe says, you have to wait your turn. She says, no, my need is immediate and now I can't wait. The Rebbe overheard this and said, allow her to come in. She needs the tzedakah first, so she needs to have it right away. So she entered the room, and the Rebbe lifted up a nice amount of money, coins, from the table, held it in one hand, and then transferred it into his other hand, and then he put it on the table and told the woman to take it. And he explains his unusual behavior. And he says, don't think that me, Meir, is playing with a coin. I learned that when you give tzedakah, you should emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and explain like we explained the Chai Vasyar. The penny is the Yud. The one who's giving, the holding the penny that's giving is the first Hey. The poor man stretching out his arm, that's the Vav. And then the second hand is a Hey. But if the one who's giving is a woman, it presents a problem because you shouldn't really place it directly in her hand because the physical contact is an issue. So therefore, instead of doing that, he transferred the coin from one hand to the other hand so that the second hay should have a kiyum. And that's how he did the tzedakah, which is a fascinating aside. So he's actually emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name by giving tzedakah. Then, the Yikali Truma, the Tanda Be'el Yo, says that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah by saying, Nase v'nishma. And right away afterwards, Hashem said, according to most Mefarshim, it happened afterwards, that Hashem said, now it's time to build the Mishkan. What's the connection between Nase v'nishma and the Yikali Truma? So the Bnei Yisachar says, we ask a question, how could Yaakov Avinu, or us, how could we enjoy this world? We learned that by the brachas, Yaakov Avinu and his brother divided the assets. Esav took Olam Hazeh, this world, and Yaakov took Olam Haba. So Esav received a physical world, and Yaakov became the spiritual matanis. So how could us, the Yaakov, who has Olam Haba, how could we have a schus in Olam Hazeh? So the way he explains it, the Bnei Yisachar, first from the Gemara Shabbos, that says that by Yerav Avakayim HaShishi, that there was a Tanai Hashem made with the Jewish people. If you'd accept the Torah, fine. But if you don't accept the Torah, I'll return the world back to Tayu Vavayu. So you see from here that the very existence of the world is only because we accepted the Torah. So true, the Olam Hazeh was given to Esav. But without us accepting the Torah, there would be no world completely. Esav would have nothing. So therefore they have no taina that they enjoy this world alone. We have a chelik in it too, because our nasa v'nishma, our Kabbalah Satayra, created that there's a world in the first place. So we have a chelik in Olam Hazeh as well. And that's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard Klal Yisrael saying nasa v'nishma, and he said, then be matrim to and give to the Beis HaMikdash, because they save the world. So make a Mishkan out of it. Make a Kedusha out of it. Build it. Some say it's like this. The Kedusha Tzion from Babov said as follows. He says, the Malachim complain. Altzina de Bar Metzra. The din is that if you have a field, you have to sell it first to the one closest, the neighbor closest. And the Malachim were saying, Torah is really Min HaShamayim. We're closer to the Torah. It's in heaven. The Shoresh is in heaven. It should go with us. But the din is, though, is if by selling the field to a close neighbor, the owner will incur a loss, he does not mechuyev to sell it. Then there's no din of the bar metzra. So this is what Hashem told Moshe. He said, donate money to the Mishkan. The Malachim want the Torah, but the Yidin want the Torah too. By the Yidin contributing to the Mishkan, there's a financial reason for them to receive the Torah instead of the Malachim. Otherwise, the owner, Kaviyacha, would have a monetary loss. That's what he says. Then it says, Me'esh kol ish ashe yedzenu libay, that they open their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving. And the idea being is that you should give as best as possible l'shem shamayim, with a pure heart. Then it says, Va'asu li mikdash v'shechanti b'saicham. This is a famous yisoid quoted in the Alshech, I think in the Shla as well. Va'asu li mikdash v'shechanti b'saicham, they teach that you should dwell within them, within the hearts of every single Jew. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash comes from the Nidvos Libay of Klal Yisrael. You're building a Mishkan from in your own heart, and that's how you're building the external Mishkan. It's manifesting the Mishkan you're building in your heart, the Shekhinah dwelling in your heart. And the same applies in our Dar. We are building the Beis HaMikdash, La'asid Lavai, the third Beis HaMikdash we are building now, by building that Beis HaMikdash in our own hearts, by increasing our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and our yirah shamayim every day, and our achdus and our midos tovos, we are building the Beis HaMikdash in our heart, and in turn the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is being built. It's all tully in our behavior. It's brought down that all types of yidin, all types of people in Klal Yisrael are represented in the materials of the Mishkan. When the Yidin gave Zahav, Kesev, Nechayshes, gold, silver, copper, the red dye, the purple dye, everything, they represent different parts of Chalakim of Klal Yisrael. And just like there's an external manifestation of how these beautiful kelim and everything about it became the Mishkan Hashem and the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidin, each one, their nidava, their hearts, when they gave each thing to the Mishkan and to the Beis HaMikdash, and also their mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, the pureness of their heart, that is what created the Mishkan. And we have to really need to believe that. We need to integrate this in our lives, recognizing that this is how the Binyan Beis HaMikdash comes about. This is what we say Bezman Hazeh, brought down in the Psicha of the Chafetz Chaim, the Nagdama of the Chafetz Chaim. And he says that the Golus happened because of Sinas Chinam, and the Mela, the Geula, will only come because of Ahavas Chinam. Ahavas Chinam is our way of building the Beis HaMikdash. We are actually building the Beis HaMikdash B'Poyel Mamash when we have Ahavas Chinam towards each other, and we have Torah and Yerushalayim and Chesed. And that is what Yid needs to recognize every day in his regular daily life, whether the weekdays or Shabbos. He is building the Beis HaMikdash every moment, building block by building block, by having Ahava and Achdus together with others in Klal Yisrael as one, and being Maisif in Torah and Yerushalayim. Have a wonderful Shabbos.